So, all right, Christy's starting us. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today's December 2nd, 2025. It is 2:34 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Walk your chair. Do you want to start for us?
Parker Wood, board member. Holton Hunsaker, board member.
Seth Robertson, board secretary clerk.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
All right. Board, first up, our meeting minutes from our November 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I reviewed them. I do not have any comments. I would make a motion to approve board meeting minutes held from a meeting held on November 4th, 2025.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, I skipped over our public hearing, so we're going to go back and cover that. So, board, I need a motion to go into the public hearing, and that's we're going to discuss the 2026 budget. Can I get a
I'll make a
motion to
motion.
open the
The
public hearing?
public.
Yep, thanks.
And I'll second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous. Christy, that was Seth who made the motion and Walker seconded, in case you didn't hear. All right, so board, now we're now in the public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 26 budget. So we'll let Shelby walk through it for us.
Hey, thanks, Michael. So, board, just a quick refresher here, starting with the general fund. Total budget here about 52,000 for 2026 for accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal. There was an assessment payment that occurred just in the last few weeks, and that included the administrative amount for 2026. So that's that transfer in of 52,000 in 2025. So those amounts would cover the 2026 administrative costs. Seth, we probably do need to talk about this a little bit more. Since those are district funds, we would want those to sit in a district account and probably operate similar to how we have for Rome. So we can connect offline and talk about getting a Zions account or other bank account established for that. Debt service fund for 2026 assessment revenues 227,000. That is just to cover the scheduled interest payment plus the administrative cost, so does not account for any prepayments. If those happen in 2026, we can amend at that point. Scheduled interest on the bonds just about 170,000, and then the annual paying agent fee to UMB for their services. And then last page is the capital projects fund. So currently projecting about 2.6 million to be remaining in the construction fund at the end of 2025. At this point, we've appropriated all funds in 2026, so about 2,661,000. Again, if timing shifts on that, we can always kind of reforecast that at this point next year, if any of that's going to be spent in 2027. So, any questions or comments from the board?
Do you not have any questions or comments?
All right. Not seeing anybody else from the public. What I would need then is a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Holton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Moving on. Now we have the budget resolution to adopt the 26 budget. So here it is. Same one that you guys have seen before. Just we've had the public hearing. We approved the tentative budget before, and all we're doing now is adopting the 26 budget. So.
I will make a motion to adopt the 2026 budget.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. All right, annual meeting schedule. We're making the assumption everybody wants to keep the same schedule as we've had for 25. If that's the case, could I get a motion to continue the what we had been doing in 25 into our 26 year?
I'll make the motion to continue our 2025 schedule into the 2026 calendar year.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, Shelby's going to cover the renewal of their engagement, and then we'll talk about the district auditor's engagement.
Hey. So I sent out the SOW for the renewal of the services that we provide to the district. No changes to this SOW in terms of the scope or any of the deliverables that we would provide. We have proposed a fixed fee. So Walker and Holton, what we've discussed in prior meetings today is that Seth and I will connect outside of the meeting just to kind of look at the fee compared to the budgets and what we've billed kind of current year to date and past year as applicable, come to an agreement on that fixed fee. So what's proposed here may or may not change. So what we've been recommending to the other boards is an approval of this, if you so desire, subject to kind of Seth agreeing to the amount and then authorizing the chair to sign. But all that said, happy to answer any questions or concerns.
I will make a motion to approve the CLA SOW for revisions to the final annual rate to later be signed by the district chair.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, moving on.
Hey, next item we have is the engagement letter with Haney & Company for the 2025 audit. They were the 2024 auditor as well, so recommend just staying with them. The fee that they have in their engagement letter for the 2025 audit is $8,000, which is pretty consistent with other districts. Any questions or discussion?
I have no issues with that. It's in line with what we've seen. I will make a motion to approve the engagement letter from the auditors, Haney and Company.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that is unanimous. All right, so again, we got to cover the open and public meetings training. This will count for Point West as well as Rome. So we'll make that noted in the minutes that this will cover both when we get to Rome. So, all right, state auditor requires that we follow the open and public meetings training. And the Meetings Act. So we have to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting, and we have to allow for the public to attend and participate. We have to allow for public comment at the board meetings. Typically, it's going to be up to 3 minutes, but Walker is chair. You get to decide on the length of time. As I've said in other meetings, almost all the boards and councils I've sat on, it's been 3 minutes. With the exception of the Inland Port, and that was 2 minutes, just because of the amount of people that wanted to come and talk. But again, we have to allow for public comment. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That way, the public can sign up for alerts and updates. Anytime we post anything on the district's account on that website, it sends out those alerts to anybody who wants to participate or know what's going on with the district. On those notices, we have to list the date, time, and the place for the meeting, and we also have to post the agenda. The agenda needs to have reasonable specificity. Today's example from today's board meeting is the budget resolution. We have to list budget resolution. We just can't list a resolution of the board. It has to be specific. So, also on the notice and the agenda, we have to list the Zoom or the Teams meeting app or link. So we use Zoom, so it'll always be the Zoom link. That we also have to have somebody at the anchor location. That way, if somebody needs to call in, they could call in there to participate. All of the notices for a regular or a special meeting have to be 24 hours in advance. When we do public hearings for our type of district, it's a 7-day notice, and that's for our budget meetings. The public notice website is the central location for all public entities, all districts, counties, cities. That way, the public has one place to go where they can look at any of those public notices. We do have an electronic meetings policy, and that's what allows us to do our meetings electronically. All of the meetings are recorded and we keep minutes. The recordings have to be posted within 72 hours of the meeting. And when we approve the final written minutes, those have to be posted within 3 days. And those technically are the official meeting minutes. There is a potential to go into a closed session, pretty rare for PIDs and IFDs to go into those, but we have like twice in the 3 years gone into a closed meeting. Two-thirds of the board have to approve to go into a closed meeting. We have to say why we're going into the closed meeting. Typically, we can go in for strategy sessions dealing with collective bargaining issues, any pending or imminent litigation, if we're going to purchase any property exchange, do any leases, buy, purchase any water rights, do any appraisals. We could go into a closed session for those. If we're going to deal with any security issues, so any personnel, devices, or systems, we can close. If we're going to have any investigations dealing with any allegations of criminal misconduct, we can go into closed for that. If there's any private or protected information that deal when we use the procurement policy, say somebody wants to come in and grandma that, we can close to go in, talk about those things, whether or not we would give any information. I'm just going to tell you, we will say no to that. All of the closed meetings have to, they're recorded and they have minutes taken as well. We cannot take any official positions, any official votes in any closed sessions. We're not able to interview people who want to fill any appointed positions, any elected vacant seats, anything like that. We're not allowed to do in a public session. Again, we have to keep minutes and recordings of the closed session. Closed sessions are not open to the public, and if somebody were to want to get access, they would need to go to court and have a judge open up the closed session. So that's everything I have. That's your training for the year. You guys have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. And again, this will count for the Rome districts as well when we get to there. So, all right, you guys have anything for us?
Nope. I will make a, that's everything I think on the agenda. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, thanks, Seth.
I'll go ahead and second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. See you guys in the next.